Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Lottie the Little Pony, Jenny Dale's Pony Tales, Book 5, written by Jenny Dale and read by Katrina Bayliss.
As Emma saw the pony step out of the trailer, her mouth fell open in surprise. Her heart sank with disappointment too. "Is that really Lottie?" she wondered. "She looks so small." The dedication reads, "Special thanks to Heather Meisner." Chapter 1. Emma Dodd lay asleep in her bedroom, dreaming. She'd had the same dream for almost 2 years. Her family had moved to a new house with a big field next to it, and in the field was a shed big enough for a pony. In her dream, Emma heard a gentle neigh and pounding hooves. She looked out the window and saw Lottie. Lottie was a Shetland pony who lived with Emma's gran in Scotland. When Emma had gone to stay in Scotland 2 years ago, Granny Dodd had seen what good friends Emma and Lottie had become. She had said, "I'm getting a bit old to look after little Lottie now. If ever your mum and dad move to a home with a space for Lottie, then she can come and live with you." And now, as Emma woke, she felt a thrill of excitement. After all this time, the dream was about to come true. She rolled out of bed, went over to her bedroom window and pulled back the curtain a little. Outside was a field with a shed, and Lottie was coming to live there. Emma and her family had moved to a new house last week, a house with much more space. Granny Dodd had been true to her word. Lottie was on her way today. Emma remembered every bit of that lovely long stay at Granny Dodd's 2 years before. Each morning, as soon as she'd woken up, before she'd even had her breakfast, Emma had run out to meet Lottie. As soon as Lottie had seen her, she cantered across and nuzzled against Emma with her soft grey nose. When Emma had trotted round the field on Lottie's back, she never wanted to be anywhere else in the world. Every evening, Emma would brush Lottie's thick woolly coat and talk to her. "If only you could come and live with me," she'd said. "I'd be so happy." But for 2 years after that, Emma and her mum and dad and little brother Jim had carried on living in the middle of town. Their house was nice, but the garden was too small, even for a little pony.